I have a couple of comments. One is an important aspect of, say, right livelihood is it's not about judging other people and their livelihood.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
It's very much something, these are principles, I think this is my understanding here, principles. The Buddha is just simply laying out some five basic kind of forms of livelihood that are unskillful. And that's up for you individually to take into your life and kind of reflect, now how am I going to work with it yourself? Other people, the nature of their intentions, I mean, what they're doing, it's just, you just have no idea, basically. And you can only look at your livelihood, what you're doing, and it's not about judging others. It's just one thought. Because the word wrong livelihood sometimes is, it's almost like a heavy label.
Yeah.
Sometimes wrong livelihood.
Well, again, it's helpful to come back to the word, right and wrong in the Eightfold Path. The word is samma, and samma is originally a musical term in the ancient Indian language. So it's more like what it's referring to in terms of right and wrong is in terms of in tune, so that it's right in tune. So that there's a different, that's a different use than absolutely right, and you can puff yourself up and look down on others because of that. And wrong is in a sense it's not in tune. So then when something's something is not in tune, then it's not going to work well with the other factors of the path. It's not going to harmonize with these other path factors and lead to its purpose, its goal. So the purpose of the path is for the alleviation of suffering and the increase of well-being. So that in order to so that use of right and wrong is not not in that black and white and then making judgments on oneself or others.